The nation's colleges and universities, as of tomorrow, must begin using a new government computer system to help keep track of foreign students. It may sound simple, but for schools, switching to the new system has been expensive and frustrating. From Lawrence, Kansas, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Plans for SEVIS, the Student Exchange Visitor Information System, have been in the works for years. But after it was learned that one of the September 11th hijackers was in this country on a student visa, the Immigration and Naturalization Service made it a top priority. The deadline for schools to begin using SEVIS was January 30th. But as that date approached, the internet-based system for sending information about foreign students slowed as more schools went online. Information that should have been transmitted in minutes was taking hours. That forced the INS to push back the deadline by 2 weeks. But now, INS spokesman Chris Bentley says most of the problems seem to be worked out.
We're confident that as of February 15th, we're going to be able to flip the switch and make mandatory participation a reality such that all schools after February 15th will have to use the SEVIS system if they wish to bring new foreign students into the United States.
The new system will allow the government to know students' names and addresses, what they're studying, and whether they're enrolled in school full-time. But despite Bentley's optimism, there are still problems. SEVIS is supposed to allow schools with large numbers of foreign students to send in information in batches, rather than one student at a time. That system is still not working. Joe Potts, Director of International Student and Scholar Services at the University of Kansas, says like many schools, KU is struggling to send in all its information over the internet system before tomorrow's deadline.
It's slower. It's one record at a time, one document at a time, one event at a time. But fortunately, KU, like many schools, tried to plan this thing so that we would not be in a period of our activities here at the university when we have a lot of things to report.
As problematic as the changeover has been, for colleges and universities, there are bigger concerns. The question for those who work with foreign students is, what will the INS do with the information? Schools have always worked as advocates for foreign students, making sure they don't run afoul of immigration regulations. Under SEVIS, schools now have to transmit information about a student's change in status immediately, losing some of their ability to fix problems before the INS even knows they exist. Victor Johnson of the Association of International Educators worries that the government will not be as understanding as schools have been.
If anybody makes an innocent mistake and misses some reporting deadline, or if an 18-year-old kid drops a course without realizing that he was supposed to get his advisor's permission before he did it, technically that student will be what we call out of status. He will not be legally in this country anymore.
Chris Bentley of the INS says those concerns are unfounded. He says this is all information schools have routinely gathered and made available to the INS for years, and that the government won't deport foreign students for what he calls minor glitches. Many of the foreign students at the University of Kansas have lunch here at a dining hall known as Mrs. E's. Pod Larapurom is a senior from Thailand majoring in computer engineering. He says he understands the reason for SEVIS, but that doesn't mean that he's happy about it.
I don't think any of us like it. Nobody likes to be watched, I guess.
Larapurom says for foreign students, SEVIS is just the latest in a series of measures adopted since 9/11 that have made it more difficult than ever to attend school in the U.S.
I know several people in my country that decide not to come to the U.S. anymore because of this. Some of them stay at home, some of them go to Great Britain, and some of them go to Australia and New Zealand.
That's exactly what schools are worried about. Foreign students are important to colleges and universities for academic, cultural, and financial reasons. It's not uncommon in graduate engineering and computer sciences programs, for example, for more than half of the students to come from outside of the U.S. Schools are concerned that increasingly international students will choose to go elsewhere. Greg Allen, NPR News, Lawrence, Kansas.